Bits and Pieces. This is Rob Allen and I'm
Stu Pride.
And we've actually got here alongside immeasurably Kay Rawbone.
And welcome, why am I here?
Yes, okay.
Why? Tell me, guys, why am I here?
Now, why are you here? Yes, indeed. Well, why are you here? We've got Lock, Stock and Barrel to discuss why you're here. We've got parasailing. We've got your inputs into where the club's going as well. And we've got 2024 almost behind us, Rob and Kay, and 2025 just ahead of us. What's happened just recently, Rob, as far as Hong Kong Dragons were concerned, because you were part of a big shindig as far as they were going, weren't you?
Yeah, we've just had the Hebe Dragons Christmas party recently, and we had a fantastic night for the sailors who came to the club. We brought in the past, present, and future Dragons, and it was amazing to see that connection between the young sailors we've now got at the club to talk to the national squad, who was our Ilka team. They were with Harris, the national coach. And then we passed over to our Olympians, our Hebe Dragons Olympians, Nick and Akira.
And Akira was there as well.
And they were both there to receive their honorary membership from the club, which is
Brilliant. Fantastic. Brilliant.
And then Peter Backey followed up with how to become a junior sailor to national champion. So it was a massive night for the club. It was so good to see the pathway of where you come from junior sailor to national athlete, and just to bring all the generations of Dragons together. It was a great night for the club.
So lots of kinetic growth as far as Dragons are concerned. Mm-hmm. Kay, over to you. It's got where are you at the moment? Because you're everywhere. You've done Portugal last year. You've done Australia twice. Is that right?
Australia this year.
Yes.
And I was in Singapore as well.
Right. So world sailing and the para sailors are going absolutely bananas now, aren't they?
Well, we are. We're up to over 5,000 sailings again this year. We're in Australia, which was absolutely fantastic. We took a clean sweep of the Liberty, which was an open race. So there were people racing against Fu Yu and Wai, who is our top sailor, that didn't have disability. So he's racing against them, and he took six firsts, a second by a second, a third, and a fourth.
A fourth? That's terrible.
I know, it was terrible. So he discarded that.
Did he sort of flagellate himself and go, you know, how bad did I do?
It was so good. And everybody's asking, you know, how's he doing it? They're trying to follow him. And then he just goes, you know, what's he doing? One of the things that came up was that he did have a very lucky number, which was 28. He was sailing with his Hong Kong sails, but the boat was numbered 28. Which is very lucky.
Yes, very
in Chinese.
Lucky indeed. Wow. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So one of the sailors there, who is an able sailor, said that he's going to take his Aussie number off and change it to 28 now.
He's taking the champion's number.
Yes, he's taking the champion's number.
How dare he?
So it was really good. And then coming back, HKSF was so supportive of what we've done. It was all over the newspapers and everything. You know, so proud. And we've now got funding to go back to Australia for the Hansa Worlds in March, which is brilliant.
So that's March of next year, 2025. So that's going to be you guys on the platform to really, to produce. There's no pressure, of course.
Well, no pressure, to produce the goods. Hopefully. And then that would be followed then in 2026 with the Hansas by doing the Asia Pacifics, where that's the race that Fu won. So 2026, that would be, hopefully,
that's
to hold them
news.
Here at Hebe, which I think would be good for Hebe as well to hold up. You know, an Asian championship here.
No, it'd be
very
fantastic
good.
For the club and for Hong Kong.
Now, the Hansas are—they're quite long in the tooth now, aren't they? Those boats, in some respects. Have you got any new boats on the horizon for the parasailers?
We would love some new boats. We'd love some new Hansas because our boats, some of them are, 13, 14 years old.
The original fleet, weren't they?
And what we'd really like to do is have some new Hansas, so that we could keep those for the parasailers, for them to train in. Our training goes twice a week. They train. We're very lucky here that we do get support for our parasailers. In many other countries, they're not being supported. Mm. You know, we're looking for inclusion in 2032 in Brisbane, and we're really working towards it. And I think to do that, you've got to keep the support for your sailors.
Yeah, yeah.
We were at Paralympic Day last Sunday, and we've got two new parasailers, or two new sailors joining us on Sunday this week from actually being there, wow, which is great.
Now, for the listeners, the Hansa that you sail is not the same as the brand Hansa of the cruising world,
no.
Is it?
No.
So there's been a bit of confusion there.
This is an H-A-N-S-A.
Yes.
And it is what they call a universal boat. Universal design, which can be sailed by everyone, and it's very safe. An example of this being sailed by anyone is a lady in Portugal last year without any arms, sailed a Hansa Liberty with her feet. It was adapted so that she could sail it with
amazing.
Her feet.
Amazing. Yeah,
that's a story. Others sail it with a sip and puff straw system. So we'll be looking to do that later on.
And you've trialled that already, haven't you? The
we have
puff.
Very basic.
A couple of years ago?
Yeah, we have done it.
Yeah.
Well, very basic. But I think we've got now more rehabilitation centres looking at us. Paralympics want to introduce us to more schools. So I think that this type of sort of transition, you know, will be more popular.
So sailability could be pathway leaders with new concepts, new ideas, new designs.
We are
is the Hansa
already.
Going to become
no pressure
cage.
No.
Yeah, exactly that.
The Hansa,
fair to say.
No, Chris Mitchell is actually looking at a two-seater Liberty.
Nice.
He's actually got that already designed. In the past, he's had two bigger boats than the Liberties, but he's looking for the two-seater Liberty, which I think will be good. But what we have is ideal for what we do. When you can have special needs that could take out new volunteers or new people and show
incredible
them how
to see
to
that
sail.
On Saturdays.
I mean, that's wonderful. That's our Saturday programme, when we can have kids with ADHD coming in as volunteers and learning more. And not just learning about sailing, but learning about life and where they are within the community.
Yep.
I think that's very special. And having a role rather than being labelled. I'm fed up with people being labelled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and interacting with the club
yes.
as well.
And interacting with people in the club and showing what people can do.
And you've got two out of your four originals here, Greg and Alexandra.
Yes, we have.
And they're just amazing to see these guys. I was looking at the photos in your training office the other day, and they still look the same age. And it's just amazing.
That's the
journey they've come
Alexandra.
On. Yes.
Yeah.
But the journey they've come on from 15 years ago when you first started all of this to now, it's incredible. And it just shows how important this program is for the community.
Totally. And Sailability Hong Kong Updates brings us into 25 March, of course. And then for everybody listening at the moment, if they want to come in and help, assist, be part and parcel of Sailability, Saturday is the day, isn't it? Weekend
Saturday.
It is
really to see what we do. Yeah. I mean, we do a lot of programmes during the week too. What I would like to mention, just in case I don't get a chance later with you two, as you're chatting away, is to say that we'll be doing Round the Island Race in January
18th,
and the week after we are putting together our team for the Four Peaks. So this will be the third year.
Amazing.
That's with Mohan, the cruising boat.
Yeah, brilliant news.
So we're still breaking barriers where we can.
Okay. Oh, that's superb. Yes. That is.
Yeah.
Well done.
Indeedy. So as far as, well, I know we're going to segue into a bit of sailability because the crossovers and the synergies between what you're doing, Rob, with the STC,
K&I is a program that sort of interacts so closely together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's the sailability and the sailing centre.
Yeah.
It's just a double team act. It's amazing.
But it was from the beginning.
And it always has been. We share resources, boats. We back it. If a safety boat breaks down, Kay, I need a safety boat quickly, and vice versa.
Yeah,
and it's just
top.
Sharing and caring, and it's just
it's
just so good for the club.
So as we get into Christmas, we've got a few things that we need to announce. Sailability probably as well. I think have you had your Christmas party yet, Kay?
We will do something next Saturday.
Yep.
That'll be our last Saturday sailing programme, yes.
Yeah. So and turkey then, sandwiches for everybody, bring your own cranberry juice.
Yeah, and then we have a big Boxing Day bash at our house for many of our lovely senior volunteers.
Super duper. And talking about Boxing Day, that clashes with Boxing Day at Hebe Haven, which, Rob, is going to be
the Boxing Day cruise.
Yeah.
We've got the traditional Boxing Day cruise, which is, once again, we've got the treasure hunt in the morning.
Yep.
You get onto your boat, sail out, you've got your Christmas scrolls and your Christmas quiz. Out you go for a couple of hours, sail over to Yau Lei Seafood Restaurant, where we'll be doing the results of the quiz, giving out some prizes for like the best dressed fender,
a
Christmas carol,
just
having marking the results, and just having a bit of a shinwag together at the Yau Lei Seafood Restaurant.
And then a recovery back. And for those who don't get to Kay's Boxing Day, they've got Yau Lei coming up.
Exactly. So that's going to be a nice.
Have you got a price on that at the moment for those who really want to do it? Is there a
Well, we've just booked 40 spaces at Yaolei today, so we're expecting about that. Hopefully about 5 to 7 boats will normally go out and take part. So yeah, it's going to be a lovely recovery sail and lunch together.
Okay, but having said that, there's a whole lot of stuff going on for Christmas, as usual. It's
a busy time.
It's a protocol we're used to. Yes. So we've got Christmas carols and a dinner buffet. I think that's on the 20th.
That's right.
We've got early bird prices on that. Adults at 408 and kids under 12, would that be, or under 14?
No, 12.
Okay, 268. Christmas Eve dinner, 538. Turkey for all and sundry as usual. Christmas Day, 448. And don't forget, they've got cans of Guinness at $50 a can. And we've got our very own Hebe Haven Yacht Club beer called White Sand Ale at $40 a bottle.
Now,
you're off the grog, aren't you, at the moment, Rob?
I am.
Are you going to go back on it by Boxing Day?
Hope not. Let's see.
Fit and alive as usual. And we won't talk about
Never
it.
Never make a promise you can't keep.
Ah, there we go then. When did you last say that, by the way? Bearing in mind that today's a Friday the 13th.
No comment. Not going there.
I don't even talk to Kay about that because she's limping. Just Yes, indeed.
If I had a gin, it'd probably be better.
There we go, gin and tonic.
But yes, so many exciting events happening over the festive period for the members of the community to come and take part in. On the water, on shore, there's something for everybody. So whether you're a sailor or you're not, there's going to be lots of action and activity at the club for you to take part in.
And if you've got a few minutes and you want to come down to Hebe, do so. And park as well if you drive, because the parking has actually become a bit of a benefit, hasn't it?
The car park rates have been reduced.
Yep.
And now we've got great feedback from the member. So our acting general manager, Billy, has announced that yesterday, that the new rates are going to be in place from this weekend onwards. So we're looking forward to welcoming back the members to come and park in the club and enjoy the facilities.
So bring your Ferraris, bring your scooters, and anything else you can sort of get transport on. And then also, I believe, is that also inclusive for New Year's Eve as well, for what I think is now being called Let's Get Naughty? It's a play on the word nautical.
Correct. N-U-T-I. Yes, so that will be ongoing. Public holidays, weekends, midweeks. It's just a really great reduction in the prices to get the members parking back at the club. So well done, Hebe Haven.
Well done.
Yep. I sent Billy a thank you.
Good. Yes, a metaphor.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Sailing events, Rob. We've got Winter Saturday Series still going on.
Yeah, we're wrapping up the Winter Saturday Series tomorrow, Saturday the 14th.
Yep.
So we've got two geometric races. Actually, last weekend we did the Khao Sai Chau Island Race, course 40. Record number of boats entering, 25 yachts for a winter series.
That's good going.
Amazing. Yeah. So happy to see that. So tomorrow is the final race day. It's two geometrics and then a big Christmas party back in the garden bar from about 5 till 8 o'clock.
Okay. Now that's setting a standard, isn't it? Because we talked earlier about barbecues for these events.
Yes.
What's going to happen with those barbecues?
So the barbecue is being brought back to life at the club, which is great. I think there's been lots of requests from the membership that they'd like to see the club improving the barbecue situation. And the club's reviewing this right now, because I know lots of members would love to do what Shelter Cove do, which is have barbecues available so that you can buy a barbecue back from the bar and then you can cook it yourself, and you can sit down in the garden bar, bring your friends, bring your family, and enjoy the best view in Hong Kong.
Which is a good move, because with sailability and with those who are not as mobile as the rest of us, who can't go up to the restaurant and enjoy restaurant fare, then with a sort of cook as you want barbecue, that's open to the sailability crews as well, isn't it?
Well, it would be, yes. Yeah. I mean, we had something at our 15th anniversary the other week,
mm-hmm.
and that was barbecue style. It's lovely. People love a barbecue. So many people in Hong Kong don't have the facility to have a barbecue at their houses, so we should have it here.
I think it'll be very popular. I think lots of locals will love this, because they can get down into the garden bar if the plans follow through to put these new barbecues in place. And it's just going to make the place much more social and much more busy, which is what we want.
Yeah, indeed. And with the winter temperatures dropping, you can always
cuddle up around the barbie,
charcoal, and get warm. Kids Christmas Camp, 16th to the 20th of December. What's going on there?
We've got a 5-day programme for the young sailors of the club and the community who want to do a bit of sailing. So whether you want to learn how to sail or further enhance your sailing skills, or do a bit of race training, we've got a little bit of everything for everyone. So anyone aged 7 to 18 can come and take part in one of the sailing programs. Get in touch with the sailing office, get booked up, and get the kids out of the house so that you can have a nice peaceful week preparing for Christmas.
So mum and dad can just chill out in front of Netflix and do their own
thing. That's what it's all about.
How very dare you get down here and give some muscle into sailability and
absolutely
into the SDC. Now listen, what's happening on the 17th, on Tuesday?
Right, what a day we've got on Tuesday the 17th of December. Another honorary member, Lily as we know her, Li Zhao, our new honorary member, China's golden girl, Olympic champion, gold medal winner from the laser class in London 2008. New honorary member, and she's coming to do a seminar, meet the sailors, Q&A, 7 till 8:30, Tuesday night, be at Hebe Haven. It's going to be awesome.
Now, is that, do we have to put money on the table for that one, or do we have to book?
Book is ideal. Okay. At the minute, it's going to be in the quarter deck, so we're bringing everything back to the club, which is great. Connecting back to the clubhouse.
Brilliant.
And bit the atmosphere going over there.
If there's an overflow, can we use the garden bar down there as well?
If we have like this incredible attendance of 100 plus, we will have to go down to the garden bar. At the minute, we're expecting 50 to 75 people, so we'll squeeze into the quarter deck and we'll make it a really nice evening. Mm. And it's going to be great to meet our new honorary member, Lily, and get your photos with her, find out about her journey from junior sailor in Shanghai to London Olympic champion. It's incredible.
And you were involved with Lily when she was in Shanghai, I believe.
Yeah, I met her in 2016 when I was working up in Shanghai Yacht Club. That's where she learned to sail. Yep. She's like their ambassador up there. And it was great to connect with Lily up there. And to see her as an honorary member here, I'm very happy to see that. That's the level of sailors we want to be coming into the club. It's incredible for them.
So maybe there's a bit of intelligence that she can then sort of broadcast into not just the sailors that we have at Hebe, but also the parasailers at Sailability with Hebe.
Absolutely. We've met Lily. Yeah. Mike and I met her at Hong Kong Race Week some years ago. And then last year, she was working for World Sailing when we were in Amsterdam.
Wow.
When we were in Holland. Yeah. So she interviewed our sailors quite a lot when we were there.
You guys are really, truly international, aren't you? From Shanghai to Amsterdam, Perth, Portugal. And you've worked in five different continents.
I know. I know. And with our woman of power, our prestige power lady, Kay Rob.
We have some high flyers in this club, don't we?
I know.
Alrighty. So just moving on very quickly, the Kowloon Cup.
Kowloon Cup.
Yeah.
What a two-day event we've got.
Yeah.
11th and 12th of January.
Okay, so it's looming.
It is.
It's a month away.
So it's a very different race than our normal race day.
Yep.
It's to encourage lots of cruiser racers to come and take part. So we're reconnecting with the COA.
Yeah.
And Saturday is a regular island race.
Yeah. Are Voyagers involved in this one as
they
well?
Will be as well. They will be as well.
They will be as well.
So they'll be doing a regular island race on Saturday. And then Sunday, it's our one and only pursuit race of the year.
Wow.
Finishing at Urchin Farm.
Oh, excellent.
Which is
really
nice.
I love that place.
Urchin Farm.
So we're going to try a different seafood restaurant
as
requested by the sailors. And that event can get 20 to 30 boats taking part.
Brilliant.
And it's going to be a really nice weekend. First regatta of the year.
Yep.
So if you've not got any plans, the 11th and the 12th of January, get signed up. It's Kowloon Cup time.
So cruising boats of any size.
Boats of any size.
Now, I know somebody whose name will remain anonymous. Anthony. If you're listening, Anthony. And he has a little... what would you call it? Like an Impala, but it was smaller than I think the Impala.
Okay.
He spent the last 85 million years trying to renovate it, and he would be ideal because he's a local lad. Say lad, he's the same age as me. It is.
He's a young guy.
He's 50.
He's a young
guy. Yes, indeed. And
let's get him involved.
Love him to come along.
Yeah. Absolutely, that'd be
so
fantastic.
Boats of any size, as long as you're a cruiser or not a cruiser, come along and join.
Any keelboat, any yacht.
Brilliant.
It's Kowloon Cup time, and so we'll see you on the start line Saturday, the 11th of January.
Super duper. And so that coupled with the New Year's Sail Away as well.
So you've got two recovery events. We've just mentioned the Boxing Day cruise.
Yep.
And then on the 1st of January, It's the New Year's Day Sail Away and Beach Barbecue.
Right.
So members go over. This is very much run by the members.
Yep.
This is very independent. All the club will do is take the club barbecues over, light them up, then the members bring all their food, cook it themselves. It's a great social. Games on the beach, tug of war, three-legged roost. Egg and spoon race.
The inevitable tumbles. Yeah. So Cascade possibly again?
Hat Moon Bay.
Okay.
Hat Moon Bay. So it's a really nice, easy sail over there. And what we're going to try and do is encourage the members to go for the first swim of the year. The Polar Bear Club, as they call it in England, on the south coast.
Oh, excellent.
So we're going to try and encourage that. I know Mark Ashton will be well up for that, and he's going to be running that as well with me.
Right, okay. Kay, would that be something you'd be interested in, the polar bear swim?
No, actually, because I'm doing something else.
Well, we won't ask what it is, yeah. You know.
But yeah, we're going to see if anyone's brave enough to dip their toes or further into the water. Well, and it's a nice sunny day, actually, it's lovely.
Generally it is.
It is. And with a couple of drinks, I think it will be a bit of a help to get your toes wet. So,
yeah. Okay, that's good news.
January 1st.
Hong Kong ODA, the Youth Asian Championship in Hong Kong.
Right.
So what's happening there?
Amazing for Hong Kong. India were originally planned to run this event and they dropped it. And so what happened is, on the about 3 months ago, Hong Kong put their bid in. Massive shout out to Mike Anderson and the HKODA, who have taken this monumentous event on. And to have the Youth Asian Championships, IODA Youth Asian Championships in Hong Kong, 29th of December to the 4th of January. And it's going to be the top sailors in Hong Kong. And the top sailors from Asia all coming here. And because it's being run in Hong Kong, the home nation gets 20 spaces, whereas every other nation is offered 10 spaces, so you're top 10 ranked. But in Hong Kong, the top 20 ranked sailors, 8 are from Hebe Dragons. So our head international race coach, Alfie, has been selected to be the Hong Kong coach and run that team for Team Hong Kong.
That's so
shout
good.
Out to Alfie. Shout out to the Hebe Dragons.
Real big shout out then. So 8 Hebe kids.
Out of 20.
Out of 20.
Yeah,
well, that's,
super.
That's got to be good going.
Super.
Yeah.
So I'm super proud of Alfie.
Yeah.
He's been doing superb work for the club and for the team. So well done to you, sir.
Yeah. So I know we're moving ahead of ourselves a little bit, but February and April, we've got a couple of events.
We've got two fantastic events. Okay. So Royal Hong Kong runs this incredible event called Hong Kong Race Week. So that's going to be taking place in mid-February. Hebe Dragons will be going over. I mean, they'll have the 29er World Championships as part of this event, and there'll be about 200-250 dinghies.
And is that
Mid-Island.
Sponsored by
Sun Hung Kai?
Yeah, Sun Hung Kai.
Yes.
And that's at the Royal Verona as well, correct?
No. That is the Hong Kong Race Week. What's happening is a separate event. So we've got the Hebe Dragons Royal Verona Yacht Club Thailand 2-week Easter Camp. And what we do is we're really building this up. And we're going to next year, invite the recreational parents to come along and make it like a sailing holiday for all the Hebe Dragons to go with their parents and their families. So the kids will be sail training all day while mum and dad sip cocktails by the pool or on the beach.
And then there's social nights.
Very nice.
And it's just about doing an overseas event. We think we can get 40 kids and parents to go next year to Verona, and that is in basically the 1st to the 14th of April. It's going to be huge. Yeah.
Can I just butt in here? We talked about IODA. This was brought up at the World Sailing Conference in Singapore in November, talking about sustainability and encouraging families and children, if they've got any old equipment or clothing, to hand it in.
Great idea.
At events like this, and recycle. It's a big thing. IODA are looking to recycle around the world. So I've mentioned it at HKSF, and I think we should be using, you know, this platform in December.
Love that idea.
To do that.
That's a cracking idea, because my sister yacht club, the Porta Galera Yacht Club, have been trying that for a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're talking
about... We sent
about
equipment down through you and through Mark Newman in the past, down at Porta Galera Yacht Club. We sent sailing equipment.
It is so appreciated at the moment.
And we sent some boats, I think. And it really is just this, it's great to support clubs that are less fortunate than we are.
That's right.
Yeah.
And recycling is superb. I mean, you can get old wetsuits, you can get old buoyancy aids, anything to give to these less fortunate sailors who just can't afford this stuff.
They're even talking about sails and actually trying to get World Sailing to ship stuff around the world through IOTA, which is really, really good.
Well, that's good to know. So any of the listeners have got bits and bobs that they don't need because kids have outgrown them.
I think we can put IOTA's into the garden like this. Carol Bedell's very good. I will speak to her about this and get her involved.
Yeah. I think we should do it here. And let's lead. Let's lead the other clubs in what we're
totally.
Doing.
Totally. So I know the Royal have been doing a little bit here and there as well. I don't know the recent lasers that were going offshore. I'm not really sure where they went. But there's a two-way give on this as well, because I know that the boats that we're using at Porto Galera Yacht Club, they're called Osgoose. They're like a sort of like a an Optimus on steroids. They're about twice as long, but they're very flat bottomed with a blunt nose. The kids at Porto Galera would be able to give armor.
They're double-handed, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yes. Yeah. You know, there'd be a good crossover and a sort of good sort of
amazing learning. Amazing.
So, that's December. We're wrapping up a little bit now. Food and bev. We have to mention food and beverage because, Kay, I think we're going to come up with a slightly new menu. Now, are you privy to this or not?
Not really, but I think we need to do it. I think we need to see some changes.
Yes.
That's everywhere at Hebe. But I think we have to start somewhere, and maybe food and bev is a good thing. We need to entice more people back in.
Yeah.
And get them here.
Well, the latest I've heard is it's going to be simplified, it's going to be slightly cheaper, and it's going to be more manageable with a better emphasis on queue for quality.
Absolutely. Less is more, as they
less
say.
Less is more.
And so I think that'll be great. And I think that'll be so well received by the members as well.
It will be.
That is what we're here for, the members.
It is.
Yeah. And so, we're just trying to get the club back to being busy and active
back
and seeing members eating. And so,
good to see. And so, Kay Warbone, Sailability, any last closing details that you need us to know, and certainly the listeners today?
I think just keep supporting us. You know, we need support. We can't do what we do without people's support. We change a lot of lives, and that's the most important thing for me.
And inclusivity is a big
inclusivity,
thing.
Inclusivity, accessibility.
Well, isn't it?
Hebe Haven, and I've said this so many times, is the only truly accessible sailing club. And we should be proud of
and
that.
And it was the genesis for Sailability, wasn't
it? Yes, it was.
Yeah.
With Rob.
Yeah.
And so Rob right from the start.
I'm surrounded by Sailability here.
I know.
Maybe
we're very, very proud to be part of that. Yes. That was, and it's such an important programme for the club and for Hong Kong and every nation that runs this programme.
Yes.
It's all about including everybody.
Indeed.
So bring the programme that makes that happen.
Yeah, well, here we go. So bits and pieces 10. Coming to a close, Rob. Anything you want to say? In you've pulled out of the hippocampus of your memory bank.
Yeah, I think just come and get sailing, guys. Yep. Get your kids sailing. Come out if you're not into sailing. Come out on the committee boat and help us on race days. If you're not into boating, come and eat at the club. If you just want to come and enjoy the facilities, get down. It's amazing to see the changes that's happening. Club's getting all cleaned up. Yep. And so, we look forward to seeing you all soon, Hebe members.
Totally. Yeah. It's all about contribution. And one thing I was going to say, in fact, that I don't know whether you've been driving it, Rob. This is the business of the PVOL2, the Grade 2. And the club next year, so for sometime in 2025, so let's hope it's going to be in the first quarter, we can start looking at running
PVOCC courses,
and then bolting in the practical course. So
the RYA Powerboat Level 2.
So
with dinner, with access to outboard engines, and we think this can be something that can be really beneficial. So it's not just about taking the exam and then getting on a boat and not knowing how to actually drive it. We're putting this bumper package together that's going to take you from zero to hero, and it's going to be able to get you out, not only qualified, but safe and confident on the water driving your vessels.
The power of confidence in pragmatically handling the boat, which is going to be good for the STC.
Because then members can come and drive
volunteer for safety and for Sailability as well.
Win-win, it's what it's all about.
So on that note, bits and pieces, until next time.
See you there.
See you there.
And Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year.
See you at the club soon.
Indeed.
Yes.
And don't be afraid to bring your friends and colleagues.
Hebe Haven out.